Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Producer Mike Harris is here, and so is linebacker Chad Greenway. We come to you live from 2012 Verizon Vikings training camp. This is our second to last day of training camp and our last edition of the Wobcast from training camp. Chad, have you had a good camp?
Yes, it's been a good camp. I'm just finally excited to go on Wobcast.
Yeah, this is your first,
like, what, 2 weeks?
I know. This is your debut.
You got such an exclusive group of players that are coming over here. I'm finally, you know, I feel good about it. I feel good about being up here.
I just feel like if we just made you bide your time and, you know, we just had the demand, it's pent it up now. There's pent up demand for you to be on here.
Get my best
effort.
Like
now you're going to get, yes, exactly.
Yeah,
we're going to get your best performance now.
I literally couldn't be more focused.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that. Feet up on the table, leaning back in the chair. You just got done signing. It's Fan Appreciation Day today. At 2012 Verizon Vikings training camp, and you just got done signing for like 25 minutes. A lot of your teammates go in, but guys like you and Adrian, and well, there's quite a few guys who stayed out the whole time. Good for you guys for doing that. You know you make fans' day when you stick around like that and sign.
Yeah, you know, throughout this whole camp, you know, it's been an extended camp this year with the extra week, and you know, I think I've been pretty impressed with the amount of people who've been out here,
yeah.
Walk through, practice, no matter what it is. So. You know, our business doesn't go without those people, without the fans being out here and obviously up at the Metrodome. And so we're grateful for what they do. You know, a lot of South Dakotans and Iowans up here that follow me for many years. So I appreciate those people, and it's really nice to be able to sign an autograph for them. Just say thanks.
Speaking of playing in front of the fans, we're going to do that Friday. Finally, a home game. It's been a long time since you guys have played at Mall of America Field. I know it's a preseason game, but it's still kind of fun to go through the routine of warming up for a game, and now instead of being out at Candlestick Park, you'll be at home. That'll be fun.
It'll be good. I mean, you think about it. We play 10 games there, so this is a place where you really need to feel comfortable. You need to feel comfortable in your surroundings. You need to feel comfortable with the field, the cuts, the seams in the turf. Just see all those little things that you know, you're going to be seeing so much. You know, we want this to obviously be our home field advantage and make it work for us all season. You know, we want to go undefeated at home, and if we can do that, you know, we're going to give ourselves a good chance of having a good record. But you know, it's a good first try for us to go out here in the preseason and get that done, and then we'll go from there.
This is your seventh season, man. Can you believe that?
I can't.
You're not old yet. You're not. You're
I'm
still.
Close.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I think
there.
Next year.
Eighth year, we can call you old.
I would say
so
eight.
Jared, we can call Jared old?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Was he nine?
Yeah, he's getting up
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. So it's hard to believe, man. 7 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. It goes so fast. And I think a lot of people, you know, relate with me being the first year that Childress came in.
Yes.
The first year that Ziggy was kind of part of the whole process. So for me, it's amazing that it's gone so fast, 7 years. But, you know, a lot of great things have happened, a lot of positive things in our organization. We've been through a lot of change. You know, been some unbelievable things that have happened here. And hopefully we can turn this thing around this year and get back to that.
Yes. Do I get to count internships as seasons? Like, does that count as?
Nope.
All right. So we've been here the exact same time. That's too bad. Because if you would have said yes, I would have been here longer than you.
Yeah,
that would have bothered you.
It's embarrassing how much more I've accomplished than you. But if you, now that you say that,
I'm not prepared
for
that.
I'm glad you took the 7 year instead of the eight.
Yeah. Let's move on to something else. You're an 8 year or a 7 year guy.
Yep.
We got Antoine and Kevin, Jared. But outside of that, there's a lot of youth on the defense. Do you feel like it's a pretty good blend?
You know, I think when you go young, like we've done over these last couple of years with the roster turnover, I think you have to have some seeded veterans, you know, it really in every position, I feel like. And I think that's what Rick and I think the guys in the front office have done a good job of maintaining a good veteran stronghold, you know, at least of one player per position, and then bringing in a ton of youth and a ton of talent to try, you know, make our team younger, make our team, you know, more active, better, and drive for the future. I think they've done a good job with that. And you know, we have some veterans that have been good for a really long time in this league, and you know, you can, you know, definitely pull from that experience.
Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, finally a guest on the Wobcast. He joins us today. Training camp almost wrapped up. Speaking of some of those veterans, one is Antoine Winfield. He came back in the offseason program, was there for OTAs, and outside of you, of course, he was the guy who really looked good to me. He looked he just looked fresh, probably after missing as many games as he did. But Antoine still has some gas left in the tank, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Antoine's one of those guys, even though the position he plays doesn't speak for, you know, for having a guy that can play that long at that level. But the way he plays the game and the way he can instinctively read things, it just makes him in the right positions pretty much all the time. You know, the thing you lose as you get to become veteran corner is you lose that vertical speed. You know, he's always been vertically challenged as far as height goes.
Height,
And he's always, but he's always overcome that. And he's, you know, to me, when you look at our team, and we have some unbelievable players in this team: Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, Adrian, Percy, Antoine. To me, if you look from year to year, as from a consistent basis, has been our best player.
Yeah.
And I think that he's a guy that no matter what's going to happen, if he makes a mistake, you know, he's always going to stand up and say, you know, that was me. That's my mistake. That's my bad. He's a guy who's
cool.
As good a guy and as good a professional as I've been around, and he's been a good guy to learn from for me.
What do you think, when you look at the 2012 Vikings defense, what are you guys going to be good at doing this year?
Doing the little things well.
Yeah.
I think we've been so focused on playing fundamental good football, things we actually didn't do in that first preseason game, which I think is surprising because we have worked on it so much. And I think that's something that, you know, we're not where we need to be. We're hoping that we're going to be there September 9th. But, you know, we've done such a good job of focusing on the little things and the fundamentals of our defense that when you do those things, then the players are going to make the plays.
Yeah.
You know, and if you as long as the ball's going where it needs to be going and the tackle's being made where it needs to be made, you know, you have – you know, one of the top rush defenses in the league, which we had for many years, and that's what we were doing well then.
San Francisco got us a little bit, but you know, Antoine not in, Jared not in, Ticket not in. I mean, it makes a huge difference. Guys still are, you know, they still have to do their responsibilities,
right.
But they were running away from you.
Yeah, the experience level of those guys and just coming in, just knowing what blocks you're going to get, knowing what you're going to see from different people, especially when San Francisco does so much shifts and motions, you know, it puts you in different situations. You know, hard situation that you may have not seen in practice, you know.
Yeah.
So it's fine, it's okay, and we're gonna keep battling.
But I mean, they were literally running away from you, though. I'm saying, I mean, you're gonna have to get used to that. You had 174 tackles last year. I mean, teams are probably gonna do that.
I think the biggest thing is just if we're consistent in what we're doing, the defense is gonna take care of those problems. So even if they're running to the bubble, running away from my side, we have players over there gonna make the plays. And if it's less production for me and we're winning, that's what it's all about.
A question I get asked a lot is how does Ponder look, you know? And I mean, I'm here every day, and so I guess I have an opinion from that standpoint, but I don't play, and you know more about it than me. So how does Christian look?
You know, he's been up and down a little bit in this camp, I would say, but I think we all have. You know, you look at our best player Jared to out on the board, you're going to be up and down in camp.
Yeah.
It's just too much football to be consistently great every day. But I'll say that his comfort level in the pocket and his comfort level with the offense has just made him, to me, take the next step. Obviously, we know that doesn't happen until you go play the games, but with the way he handled the situation, those two drives he had, to me, he looks great.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Now you implement the run game that we're going to have and a defense getting some stops. You know, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah. That was one thing, you know, finish those offensive drives with touchdowns, right? I mean, as a defender, that's what you want to make the other offense do, and that's what we were really good at that in 08 and 09. You guys is you let a team drive down on you, but it was bend but don't break. And so for the offense, it's just finish those drives.
You get down to that 20-yard area and say, okay, the best they're going to do is a field goal.
Right.
You know, but we're looking for a turnover. And, you know, and more chances than that with our pass rush, we're going to have a situation where we can create turnovers. But, you know, bend but don't break. Give up threes and not sevens.
Yep.
That's how you can win games in the fourth quarter, keeping yourself in it.
There's you can match up with Rudy pretty well, but there's a lot of your counterparts in the NFC North that are going to have to guard Kyle Rudolph. That's not going to be fun.
He's brutal. I mean, I've seen him in one-on-ones, and he's beaten me as much as I've beaten him.
Sure.
And he's you know, it's a little hard to say that in one-on-ones. In the team period, it's, you know, he had a little more success, but he's as beastly of a tight end as I've been around.
Yeah.
You know, we played some really good tight ends, and there's those guys and those that are just difference makers for their teams in the red zone area.
Mm-hmm.
On third downs, you know, he's our guy. He's our guy that, you know, you can throw the ball anywhere you want, and he's going to be able to A, catch it, and B, do something with it afterwards.
Cool.
And he has become such a better player in 1 year, it's scary to what he could really become.
Yep. Two more quick ones for 52. Chad Green, he's the guest today on the Wobcast. Adrian, he's going through. I don't want to say he's through it, but I mean, he's really close to being back from that.
Yep.
Basically, he is back. You've been through that. It's been kind of cool to watch him come back, and it's so good to see him back. So hard to not root for a guy like that, right?
Yeah, it's the most televised ACL recovery I've ever seen in the world history.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's been working his butt off. You know, whether he's in Houston or he's back here in the offseason, he's been working hard to get back, and he's driven. Obviously, we know what kind of guy he is just being around him, and for the people out there that don't know, you know, he's as motivated of a person as you'll ever be around. He's obviously very talented, but he's motivated to be the best, and he's gonna be back, and we're not anticipating any fall off from him.
Yeah. Wife and kids, everything good?
Everything's great. You know, I think they're excited for me to come home.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet.
Wife would like a break at night, I think, from those little Rugrats, excited to get back.
Do they come down to camp once or twice?
They've been down, I think, three times. My wife's birthday always falls in camp.
Okay.
So it's one of those deals where I have to do the best I can with that.
Yeah.
Gift giving and yeah.
While you're here.
Yeah.
And don't your kids' birthdays too? Didn't you have one?
Madden's is coming up on August 22nd.
So kind of a camp baby,
yeah,
but not
it's a
really.
Camp, it's an Eden Prairie camp.
An Eden Prairie camp baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Late preseason, and then Beckett is July 26th, so right before camp, the day I had to report on her birthday this year, which stunk, but. So we will, you know, I have a lot of making up to do as soon when I'm done playing ball.
All right, man. We got a great family, so glad to hear that everyone's doing well.
I appreciate
it. Thanks for joining us on the Wobcast, man. You going to come back sometime?
Absolutely. Had a good time.
Okay, before we get going, three things that we want to see from the Vikings in preseason game number two. They're going to be at Mall of America Field on Friday night. They play the Buffalo Bills, coming off the loss to San Francisco. The loss or the win, that's not really important in a preseason game. That takes a backseat. What you want to do is play well. You want to improve from the previous game. So what do the Vikings have to do to improve? I have three things for you. Number one, offensively finish drives. We talked about that with Chad when he was with us. That offense needs to finish drives with touchdowns, specifically the first team offense. Christian Ponder drives the offense down into scoring range, and unfortunately they stall. Blair Walsh comes on, salvages the scoring drive with field goals. That's great to see, but it would be better to see touchdowns. So if we can get that first team offense to get into the end zone and score 6 points, that would be a win for the offense. Defensively, I think we're going to see a lot more of Harrison Smith. First round pick last April. He obviously plays safety. I think he's going to get the start. No one has told me that, but that's just kind of what I'm gleaning from practice. The staff wants to get a look at all those safeties. They want to get a look at Jamarca, at Mistrell Raymond, at Harrison Smith. Mistrell and Jamarca started the first game, so it wouldn't be a surprise if they mixed up the starting lineup. It could be Harrison starting on Friday night. If he does, I want to see him make some plays. Harrison strikes me as the kind of guy who gets better as the game goes along, so I think he'll look better starting the game, playing the whole first quarter. He'll get used to the flow of the game, pick up a few tells from Buffalo's offense, and I think he'll make a play or two. And the third and final thing on special teams, let's see a big return. I thought the Vikings special teams overall, it was a good performance against San Francisco, especially Blair Walsh. Now, I want to see a big return. Josh Robinson, the speedy corner we got in the draft last April, he might play on Friday night. If he does, I expect him to be in the return mix. Maybe Marcus Sherrills can rip off a big one. Maybe they'll give Percy Harvin a turn, or Jarius Wright, someone. I want to see a big return, whether it's a punt or a kickoff, because we've seen the return groups play pretty well in special teams. The blockers are in a good rhythm. The returners look good. There's a lot of speed back there. Josh Robinson, the fastest man at the combine in February, so I'd like to see a big return from our special teams group. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We leave you with the theme song from Green Acres. Take it away.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. Smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.